What's up, Mother Suckers? Welcome to another episode of Mother Sucker Podcast. I'm Dr. Blackson. Okay, Michael Blackson's off today. I am a doctor. I'm here with Chinese best friend.
Hello, Dr. Blackson. You seem so angry right there.
I'm very angry.
Like
I'm an angry doctor.
Somebody took your lunch money.
They took my lunch.
What the fuck happened, Mike?
I was a voodoo doctor 3 years ago. I just transformed over to a regular doctor, a psychiatrist. I have four lovely ladies on the show tonight. All right, lady question, ladies. Do y'all all come with dick?
No.
So some girls don't.
No.
I can come with fingers faster than dick.
Yeah. The tongue.
Yeah. So you like the tongue, yeah.
Not a lot of girls.
Yeah, my ex was more of a tongue. Like I had to eat her for the cum. And then yeah. Ryder's more of a dick.
Ryder's more of the dick.
She's more of like, yeah, yeah. Probably. Yeah, yeah.
That's I feel like that's hard. I like the tongue better.
You prefer the tongue? You come with the tongue. You don't
yes.
You're not a dick comer.
Yeah, not a dick comer. Okay. Tongue comer.
How about you? You dick comer or tongue comer?
I'm a dick comer and a tongue comer.
So yeah, okay.
I like it both.
I'm saying which one
I think that the like coming off of the dick is like more.
What's easier?
The tongue is so much more easy, but the dick is like, it's a different feeling. It's like more like your whole body. Yeah. Like you feel it throughout your whole body, like shaking.
How about you?
Shit.
Yeah. I like the dick better, but the tongue is easier.
It's easier for you. So you come faster with the tongue, with a girl eating you out, all your men eating you out.
Yeah, I think all girls.
Of course. I think all girls too.
But how about you? Comment, how about you?
So it took me years and years
to come with the dick.
Yeah. Like I have my girlfriends would talk about it. I'm like, how? Like how is it possible? Yeah. So it took me a lot of years, and I guess the right guy. Mm-hmm. And yeah, but tongue is definitely easier. Fingers, everything penetrates the clit, basically.
Gotcha. Right. How about you?
Same.
Tongue.
No, tongue and fingers really. Tongue and fingers. Like I could not have sex as long as like those two things happens, and I'm okay with that.
You know, like when, like it's hard for me to come with head. Like the only way I come with head, I gotta not have sex for like at least like 3 days, no jerk off, nothing.
Really?
If not, head is really hard. I'm more of a pussy person.
That's like a challenge.
Yeah. Okay, Rama.
Here's a challenge.
His weekend is coming up.
No, I mean, my week is coming up.
I just said it. Oh, okay.
That was my ex. That was my ex before he met me.
The more women, the less will catch feelings. So,
Mike, you got a full court basketball game today. You're the Steph Curry of this game.
You better dunk.
You better dunk. Oh, that's funny.
Sex on the first night, is that a will you have sex on the first night?
No.
Why is that?
I won't, because I mean I want to make sure I gotta see his goods, because I gotta make sure it's good.
Well, you can find on the first night, nigga.
I mean, like if it's, I don't know, I can't do sex on the first night. I want to see what he's all about. It's a connection thing for me. I will on like the third date, but I want to make him work for it a little bit, because it's so easy nowadays to get pussy. So like,
see, I agree with that. Yeah, 100%. I 100% agree with you. Mm-hmm.
So you want to fuck a guy, even if you don't think you catch chemistry that same night, you can just meet somebody and just...
Honestly, like, let's be honest.
Fuck no.
Okay? Like, we all say, no, we don't want to have sex the first time.
Meet that right guy.
Like, let's be honest.
It depends.
It happens.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if there's chemistry, you could.
Yeah, and we shouldn't feel bad about that shit at all.
No, it's not about feeling bad. It's just about you need to make him work, too. Yeah, like, we work for hours. You know, like, come on. Like, you got to work for it. You got to work for it. You're not going to get this pussy for free, just like that.
Hold on. Time out. Nigga, we say shit about for free. You know, you're trying to charge for the pussy already. Fuck.
You know, damn.
Not even free like that. It's just like
easy.
I think we're all grown enough to say that we've tried both ways. Like we've had sex with somebody the first night where they don't take you as serious as if you make a dude wait for a couple times.
Yeah.
Kind of learn who they are, because nobody's going to show you who they really are on the first night.
Exactly.
So after a couple times you get to know them, you're like, oh shit, I'm so glad I dodged that bullet.
Yeah.
Hey, give him the pussy. You didn't deserve it. So let the other dude who does deserve it come through and show why he deserves it.
I've never had sex though. On the first night. Never.
Never?
Never had a one night stand.
Never had a one night stand. Cause it,
never.
It's a connection.
They all came back.
It's too
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
If I did, they'd probably come back.
And if it's only one time, it's my choice.
Yeah. I
tried to have a one-night stand back in the day. I was like, I went up to the guy, I'm like, let's fuck tonight. And he's like, wait, what? It, like, he thought it was a game. And he's like, I'm not going to have sex with you tonight. I'm like, why not? I just said I want to have a one-night stand with you because I want to get over somebody else. I was being like, you, can you be my rebound? And he was like, no, I want to take you to dinner and a movie and I'm not going to fuck you. And I was so mad.
Who was that?
I was like, man, what? I just told you you can have sex crazy. With me. I want a rebound. I'm like, you look like you're 6'2". You must have a big dick. I mean.
Because he's tall.
But then I ended up dating him for like a year. So oh, like, it wasn't my one night stand. So.
Yeah. Are you still looking for a rebound? Marcus is really good at rebounds.
Oh my God.
How about you?
Me?
One night stand?
I definitely try to do one night stands, but you know, I get a connection quick and it's like the desire of no, you shouldn't. And then you just go in and then you start touching each other and then you just kind of want to and then you don't want to. Makes me want it anymore, like even more. And then I end up in a relationship with them. Like, that's how it happened to me twice.
Have any of you had like one of those fake dudes that just look rich on Instagram, rent all these cars, rent a house, and then you find out your motherfucker's really broke?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Horrible.
They're everywhere in Ghana. Like, they're everywhere in
LA,
right?
Definitely LA, too.
I've seen them. I've never dealt with them.
So disappointed.
Like, they drive nice cars, they don't even have a couch in their apartment. But they drive nice cars and spend on fucking bottles, like $1,000 on a fucking bottle, and they don't even have a proper apartment. Nothing like that.
NBA players with no furniture in their home. Wingo needs to be fed.
Okay, ladies, let me get to that.
A mattress on the floor.
Let me tell you right now, ladies.
Mattress. They got an air mattress on the floor. Can you imagine? Babe, let me pull through.
Every black man that's 6'10 does not play in the NBA, okay? That's how they're tricking your motherfuckers. That's they be at the club 6'10, like, oh, he must play in the game. And next you know, you get his fucking Camry. Like, oh. So, yeah. So, you've had those experiences.
Still gets a lot of pussy.
What's up, Marasokas? This is your African King of Comedy, Michael Blackson. I'm here to ask you a question. Are you subscribed to my podcast, The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson? If not, you are missing out on the crazy interviews, the exclusive behind-the-scenes content of my life, and tons of VIP celebrity guests. So listen up, Mother Sucker. Stop what you are doing right now and go find The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast. Subscribe is free, so go do it right now. And don't forget to catch a new episode every Tuesday.
Long dick or thick dick?
I take the fingers.
fingers. Option.
Long three. Dick or thick dick?
I take a long dick.
Long dick.
Over a thick dick. Because if it's thick and short, then what are we doing?
Yeah, because like a long dick. Fingers. Long dick, too.
Long.
Long.
Yeah, long.
Chinese best friend?
Short.
Mike, what the fuck? What are we talking about?
Ladies, money or looks?
Oh, shit.
Definitely money.
Come on. Fuck.
Usher or Beetlejuice? Right? Just a,
I would say, I have to say looks because I make my own money. So fuck their money. Like,
for real, looks, yeah. So you take a cute broke man. Like, she'll take a homeless cute guy.
I think we have something.
All right. Yeah, no, I already knew your answer.
Well, if you guys are listening to
money,
the podcast.
I like them ugly anyway.
Even though I don't care about
that's like asking me, would I take a beautiful woman or a rich woman? I'll take a beautiful woman. I don't need her money. Rich.
No, but it's different. I think money is it shows success. It shows like being like it's attractive.
And with money, you make yourself look good, right?
Yeah, like it's attractive.
Put
like
a filter on your face.
It's a fact. Like everybody who says different lies, Like, you gotta get your, you gotta have your shit together. Like, you know, you can be good looking, and if you're broke as fuck and don't have any ambitions, like, you're gonna be ugly to me. You know, that's just how it is.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? What, how about you?
Well, definitely money. Just because if you're good looking and you're broke, that means that you're super dumb. So I can't be attracted to you. So, like if you're good looking already and you didn't manage to make money, then you know something's really wrong. So yeah, I'd rather take somebody who is like, you know, a little ugly and has money, because then at least I know you're smart and so you made something out of yourself.
So with money and romance, I'm assuming y'all going with money too? Money or romance?
Money and romance. I'm romance for sure. I'm romance.
I say romance.
Yeah. I mean, can you not buy romance with money?
No, you absolutely cannot. You cannot buy romance with money, Carmen.
If you teach them, if you teach them what you like, then they can pay for it. Then that's
Flowers, all that stuff. No.
Romance
is getaways.
Can you do a romance at the Motel 6, motherfucker? Yeah,
romantic shit, right?
Romance in fucking. And Mykonos, what's that place called in
Private
Greece?
Jet romance or the fucking Spirit Airlines romance?
Yeah. Oh yeah,
you pick.
All right, next question, ladies: rich dude, small dick, or broke nigga and a fire dick?
How about both?
No, can you have both? Is that how long?
It goes back to the three guys at a sign.
We taking the rich dude.
Rich dude or low dick, right?
Yeah, we could always cheat. Like the men cheat. Men cheat anyway.
Depending on what their fingers look like.
If you make your own money, it doesn't matter.
What can he do with
his dick all day?
What can he do with his fingers though?
Make your own money, honey.
I mean, he can buy a dildos and stuff.
On a yacht,
that's where the girl comes in.
Sex with other guys. Bad sex is more fun on a yacht than good sex in a.
Well, there's dildo, and then you can bring a girl in, their fingers, you know. Yeah. You can do something.
There's more to it than
convince them to bring a guy.
Dr. Blackson is a doctor, not psychiatrist. They need psychiatrists. You have a psychiatric problem, Michael Blackson. Where did you find your friends?
Eat pussy or get ass fucked, ladies.
Eat pussy.
Definitely eat pussy.
Yeah.
Send news or receive dick pics.
Sending news.
Send news? What?
Rather send news or receive.
I receive dick pics. I don't care because. I don't want anyone to have my
news.
I don't
like dick pics either.
I don't get it.
Well, after the show, you guys are going to get a bunch of them. Mike's followers are famous for those. Right, Mike?
Only rich dicks.
That's all
please.
That comes up.
Only rich dicks.
Even if they're small. Send me pictures of your fingers too.
Turtle head dicks.
They know.
Coming tonight.
New car or new titties?
New car.
I
already got new titties.
Well, you can't get a car if your titty sucks.
Eat ass or have your ass ate?
That's a good question.
Who would say eat ass? Oh, men would say that.
The question is really like,
is it a woman I'm eating the ass up, or is it dude?
Oh, yeah, because
I'm not
eating.
I'm not. Yeah. Like, you know what? I'm looking not at ass, man.
Mike Brandon likes
men
ass.
Men or women. Do you look ass?
Don't play with me.
Come on, you're asking an ass
answering
eater.
The question.
No.
Doctor, I have questions.
Hey, Mike. Nah. Mike, show the ass eating face.
That's a sour ass.
Yeah. I feel like it looks like a booty itself. Yeah. Look at that.
That looks like
look at
a
that.
Sour ass.
Mike, that's an NFT right there. That was one of a kind.
All right, question for you. Long dick or thick dick?
Thick dick.
Oh. Oh, that's the first. Honestly, because...
You don't want to fuck up your stomach, right? Fuck your pussy up. Is that why?
I don't want to fuck up my stomach or my insides.
Oh, okay.
These walls can't be ruined.
It depends how short. How short, though.
I mean, what if it's thin? I don't know.
I've had one before. It wasn't that great. I've had a short thick dick. It wasn't like
money or looks.
It was like it was short, a short thick
dick. Money or looks.
Looks don't matter. Money.
Yeah. Fucking gold diggers.
But if you had a great personality, then I pick the personality. Yeah.
Money or romance? I give obviously money, motherfucker.
Romance.
You gonna have romance on Spirit Airlines, motherfucker?
Well, you can buy romance with money, so money.
Exactly.
That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what I said. That's what I said. And everybody said no.
You can't. You can't.
That's what I said. So
you have to teach them one way or another. Exactly. Exactly. Right. You gotta teach, train these men.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta. Shh. That's fine. New car or new ass?
New car, because I think I got an ass. I'm fine.
He looked at me.
That look was hilarious.
Rich dude, small dick, or broke nigga with a fire dick?
Wait, slow it down. Yeah? Wait, rich what?
Rich with a small dick. Rich with small dick, or
fire dick.
Well, you want a thick dick, so you might as well go with the rich nigga with a low dick, right? Same thing.
I guess. Yeah. That question for me. Mm-hmm. Okay.
How about Selena next to you? Hey, Selena.
Hi.
Hey, what's your name?
Rosette.
Hey, Rosette. Where you from?
Canada.
Oh, Canada. Oh,
yeah. Wait, where are the Canadians?
Who else is Canadian?
Toronto or Vancouver?
Vancouver.
Oh,
really? Yeah. Where you at? Vancouver too. Oh, look. I just drive to Seattle, motherfucker.
Yeah, you can. Okay, hit me with questions.
Oh, hey, you ready? Okay, all right, say less. Long dick or thick dick?
Thick dick.
You don't want to fuck up your pussy either?
I don't need a long ass dick poking my fucking stomach out. You know what happens with long dicks? When you're doing doggy style, all the girls do that cat thing, right? Because and then man keeps putting the hand on our back, pushing us down. And we're like, no, bitch, we don't like the long dick. It keeps hitting our uterus and it really hurts and shit. I mean, I don't know about you. I'm short, so it doesn't work for me.
How tall? The small dick has to be long enough to reach the G-spot.
I mean, what kind of dicks are you fucking that are that small?
Yeah, yeah, like, right. Yeah. I mean,
but that's the question.
I'm just asking. You short, thick happens.
Are you Chinese best friend? They like little dicks, man. You win it.
Like you, what kind of? Yeah. the smallest dick I've been with is like 5 inches. There's nothing wrong with that. That's like normal.
The smallest dick is 5 inches.
Yes,
she thinks 5 inches is small.
Are you Asian? Just wondering.
No, I'm Ghana.
The Mother Sucker Podcast with me, Michael Blackson. It's a Calvary Audio production brought to you by AHA Radio and the Black Effect Podcast Network. Produced by Brendan Morgan of Calvary Audio and A. King for the Black Effect. Associate producer is Jeff Apple. Executive produced by Michael Blackson, Keegan Rosenberger, and Dana Brunetti.